U.S. government moves $2 billion in Silk Road Bitcoin, impacting markets days after Trump's no-sell pledge. Key points: the U.S. government transferred $2 billion worth of Bitcoin from seized Silk Road funds, causing Bitcoin's price to drop below $67,000. This move comes just days after former President Donald Trump promised not to sell government-held Bitcoin if re-elected, raising questions about the timing and potential policy implications. In a surprising move that has sent ripples through the cryptocurrency market, the United States government transferred $2 billion worth of Bitcoin, BTC, from wallets associated with the seized Silk Road marketplace on July 29, 2024. This transfer has coincided with a significant drop in Bitcoin's price, pushing it below the $67,000 mark. Details of the transfer and market impact. According to blockchain analysis platform Arkham Intelligence, a wallet named U.S. Government Silk Road DOJ moved 29,800 BTC to an unlabeled address. The funds were split, with 19,800 BTC and 10,000 BTC transferred to two addresses. Arkham analysts suspect that the 10,000 BTC transfer, worth approximately $670 million, may be a deposit to an institutional custody or service. The market reacted swiftly to this news, with Bitcoin's price tumbling nearly 5% from its session highs. At the time of reporting, BTC was trading at $66,700, down 1.6% over the past 24 hours. The broader cryptocurrency market, as measured by the CoinDesk 20 index, remained relatively flat during this period. Political context and industry reactions. The timing of this transfer has raised eyebrows in the crypto community. It comes just 2 days after former President Donald Trump's appearance at the Bitcoin 2024 conference in Nashville, Tennessee. During his speech, Trump made several pro-crypto promises, including a pledge that the U.S. government would not sell any of its currently held Bitcoin if he were re-elected, and a declaration to make the U.S. the crypto capital of the world through crypto-friendly policies. Additionally, Senator Cynthia Lummis announced the introduction of legislation to make Bitcoin a strategic reserve asset of the United States, proposing to purchase 5% of Bitcoin's total supply. Industry reactions to the transfer have been mixed. Mike Novogratz, CEO of Galaxy Digital, criticized it as a tone-deaf move by the current administration. Some crypto commentators have suggested the transfer could be linked to a July 1 agreement between crypto exchange Coinbase and the U.S. Marshals Service to safeguard U.S. government crypto assets. Government Bitcoin holdings and future implications. Prior to this transfer, the U.S. government held approximately $12 billion worth of Bitcoin, the majority of which came from various confiscations and seizures of crypto assets from illicit actors. This substantial holding has made the government's actions regarding these assets a matter of keen interest in the cryptocurrency community. As the market digests this news, many are watching closely to see if this transfer changes the U.S. government's approach to its seized crypto assets. The move has sparked discussions about how government policies regarding cryptocurrency holdings might evolve, especially in light of recent political promises and proposed legislation. The coming weeks may clarify whether this transfer was a routine operation or part of a larger strategy. Regardless, it has underscored the significant impact that government actions can have on the volatile cryptocurrency market and the complex interplay between politics, policy, and digital assets.